This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day going, time with God is the best way to start it. And I hope you look forward to this each day, spending a little time together, reading the Bible and hearing what God has to say to us. And I hope that after we read this, that you take a little moment of silence and just interact with God about the things that he's saying to us. We're talking all this week on the theme of prayer. And this is probably the most important thing to learn in your spiritual life. Remember the disciples, when they heard Jesus praying, after he'd finished praying one time, they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." They knew that his prayers were so important as a part of his life, and they wanted to learn that lesson too. How we need to learn that lesson, to make prayer central in our hearts and lives. It's not enough to be religious. You need to develop your relationship with God, and you do that through prayer. Well, I want to read a verse from Proverbs to you today. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes." There's a great principle here for us in prayer when we're praying for other people, and that is this, that God is able to change anyone's heart when we pray to him. God can do that. God can turn hearts, and that's why we should pray. We may have someone in our lives who seems to us to be totally unchangeable. Even praying for them seems like a waste of time. You have trouble mustering any faith even to mouth the words of your prayer. You have done everything you can in that person's life, and nothing works. But God shows us that even the king's heart is in his hand to do what he wants with it. In the book of 2 Timothy in the Bible, chapter 2, verse 25, it says, "Those who oppose God's messenger, that messenger must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth." Did you notice what it said? We can gently instruct or teach people or share Christ with them, but in the end, it is God who changes them, God who gives them repentant hearts. He uses our sharing Christ or our gentle words, but we should always remember that it's God who changes hearts. You cannot change that person's heart. But when you pray, you're tapping into the mind and heart of God, and we can ask God to do the things that we cannot do. So, why don't you pray for someone today, and first ask God to change and direct your own heart, and then bring before him the people in your life who need God to touch their hearts. Why don't you write their names down and begin praying for them regularly, and then watch what God does in their lives. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.